All right, Donald Trump's team is currently melting down because Governor Gavin Newsom is trolling them at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, but he's also acting as a mature counterweight to Donald Trump, who is threatening essentially every single country there trying to participate in world peace and cooperation. So the World Economic Forum is being hosted in Davos, Switzerland this week. Let me lay the groundwork because business leaders, world leaders, people from across the globe are all meeting to make sure that we can foster global cooperation. We want to make sure that we're all moving in the same direction despite some differences, but there is one giant orange problem, and his name is obviously Donald Trump, who's currently threatening tariffs on all of these countries, therefore creating a stock market, just a catastrophe this morning. We woke up to the stock market dropping, so Scott Bessent has to hop on stage in Davos at the World Economic Forum and defend Donald Trump's tariffs against all of our allies because he wants Greenland. Now, the problem is, as Scott Bessent is on stage, we learn that Governor Gavin Newsom is actually spotted in the crowd. Spotted at Davos, California Governor Gavin Newsom watching Scott Bessent's interview on Fox Business. A lefty, left-handed, he took out a pen to take notes and frequently shook his head in disagreement, throwing his head back, rolling his eyes, basically just like trolling Bessent and the admin. Specifically, he disagreed with Bessent claiming prices spiked during the Biden admin. He smiled and chuckled as Bessent said he thinks there will be a rise in real income this year. We spoke with Newsom after, more of that later. I'll show you the clips of Newsom because he was honestly spitting fire. He was the American representation we need as a counterweight to the Trump regime. Scott Bessent, Donald Trump, the slew of people who are going to be representing the United States there aren't really representing me. I know a lot of people watching would say the same thing. They're not really representing you, so it's nice to have someone there that can represent the truth. By the way, if you appreciate the work of independent media in representing the truth and bringing you the facts, make sure you drop a like. Double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. It genuinely means the world. So let me show you parts of Scott Bessent's speech that Gavin Newsom was trolling, but let's start off with what Governor Newsom himself had to say. He immediately comes out swinging by saying, man, a lot of the countries here, a lot of the world leaders seem to need knee pads with the way that they are treating Donald Trump. Take a look.
Can't take this complicity. People rolling over. I should have brought a bunch of knee pads for all the world leaders. I mean, handing out crowns and handing, I mean, this is pathetic. Nobel Prizes that are being given away. I mean, it's just pathetic.
Thank you. We are so past the era of written letters to Donald Trump. Listen, I am on the side of our Democratic allies in Europe who are standing up against this annexation of Greenland. But when they all wrote that joint letter, I mean, I was like, really? A joint letter? What's that going to do? There's leverage that other countries have. And I never want the American people to suffer, but I want Donald Trump to face the consequences of his actions, and that means he needs to get absolutely slapped come the midterms. That means countries need to unite in a unified way and say, hey, we are going to micro-target this specific sector to inflict maximum pain unless you chill the hell out. I want to see Macron do a face-to-face video with a camera, like a Walter White in season 5 of Breaking Bad, where he does a face-to-face video, and he's like, Donald Trump needs to act presidential. If Donald Trump does not begin acting like the president of the United States and in an honored manner, we are going to inflict maximum economic damage on his country with our coalition. Like, can somebody do something? Okay, back to Newsom.
And I hope people understand how pathetic they look on the world stage. I mean, at least from an American perspective, it's embarrassing. It's time to buck up. It's time to get serious and stop being complicit. It's time to stand tall and firm, have a backbone. I've seen this in the United States, the supine Congress playing both sides, you know, saying one thing on a text or a tweet and another publicly. It's time to have principle. It's time to stand tall.
Okay, so we have one American representative showing up and saying it's time to have principle, it's time to stand strong, stand tall. Donald Trump, on the other hand, is leaking private messages coming from Macron, coming from Mark Rutte. Donald Trump is threatening most of the countries there with tariffs because he can't have his way with Greenland. So Governor Newsom shows up and he does a little trolling. Newsom takes front seat to troll Trump goon on stage. California Governor Gavin Newsom was spotted scoffing from the front row of a Davos forum when Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent was parroting MAGA talking points. I love the absolute trolling. Let's see what Scott Bessent was rattling off while he was on stage, because the problem is he had to go play cleanup for the admin while the stock market is just tanking right now. I mean, the stock market is not doing too hot, and it is a direct result of Donald Trump threatening Greenland and then therefore threatening tariffs on a slew of great allies who are protecting Greenland. So this erosion, this dismantling of the global order and threatening of our allies tanks the stock market every time, but they never learn. Here's Scott Bessent having to play defense for the indefensible.
And just to be clear, a moment ago when I asked you about the market reaction, you don't think markets rates are spiking on this Greenland story. You think that what's happening in Japan is specific to Japan.
Well, I think...
Ooh, he's stuttering and sweating, probably because Governor Gavin Newsom is sitting right off camera. Oh, can we see him? He might be right there somewhere in the crowd. But let's see what Scott Bessent says.
That the Japan situation.
He's sweating. Governor Newsom has him sweating.
That the market there, again, had a six standard deviation move. And that was happening before in any of the Greenland news. And I think the rest of the world, you know, German rates are up. French rates are up. Japanese rates are up.
As he's saying that, Fox News is just pure red at the Chiron at the bottom. You can see the pure red Dow futures to continue.
Well, we're in the midst of completing a very good trade deal for both sides. So the plan is to go ahead with the trade deal. Of course, the president has said that he, on February 1st, will implement a 10% tariff if the Danes do not want to give up Greenland. And
this is absolutely batshit crazy. So while he's, you know, mumbling his way through this, the stock market is dropping because Donald Trump is using, I'm just going to say it, a rapist mindset. He's saying Greenland doesn't want them, doesn't want us to take them over. Denmark doesn't want us to violate their sovereignty. So we are going to tariff every country and place maximum pressure. Trump then posted this morning on Truth Social, a repost of some random account with no followers named Bobby D. Yeah, everyone's been wondering what Bobby D has to say about geopolitics. This post from Bobby D says, quote, "So at what point are we going to realize the enemy is within? China and Russia are the boogeymen when the real threat is the UN, NATO, and this religion." Yeah, I put religion in quotes because it's not a religion. It's a death cult. Yeah, I went there. Thanks, Bobby D. Thanks, Bobby D, for your brilliant take on geopolitics. We were all waiting for that. But Russia and China are the enemy. Spoiler alert, NATO is not the enemy. NATO is what has given you the comfort to think that you can call Russia an ally. Bobby D probably sits there. I'm not going to assume everything about him, but I'm sure Bobby D sits there in some suburban neighborhood in middle America and lives probably a pretty hardworking life, but a life of comfort nonetheless, where he is able to not go to war, not die of disease at a young age, have access to an iPhone so he can send out his batshit crazy posts. And I would argue that a lot of the reason we have upgraded medicine and technology and a higher, longer quality of life is due to the mechanism of NATO, due to the war prevention. Of course, I'm not saying everything's perfect. I always have to caveat because there's problems with wealth inequality. Many, many people are still oppressed, of course. But over the past 80 years, we have relatively increased at a rapid, rapid rate. We went from, you know, just landing on the moon to then having VR goggles over our eyes in the course of 50, 60 years. And that's because NATO is doing its job. That's because we're able to focus on actual progress rather than global war. So then Mark Carney, the Prime Minister of Canada, comes out and he basically just says Donald Trump needs to chill the fuck out. But he says it without fully saying it, which is what I was talking about earlier, where I really want someone to just fully be like, Trump, act like a damn adult. Take a look.
We knew the story of the international rules-based order was partially false. That the strongest would exempt themselves when convenient. That trade rules were enforced asymmetrically. And we knew that international law applied with varying rigor depending on the identity of the accused or the victim. This fiction was useful. And American hegemony in particular helped provide public goods, open sea lanes, a stable financial system, collective security, and support for frameworks for resolving disputes. So we placed the sign in the window. We participated in the rituals, and we largely avoided calling out the gaps between rhetoric and reality. This bargain no longer works. Let me be direct. We are in the midst of a rupture, not a transition. Over the past two decades, a series of crises in finance, health, energy, and geopolitics have laid bare the risks of extreme global integration.
Everything he's saying is true. The global order that has benefited us is crumbling. It's not just Trump. It's also Xi Jinping. It's Vladimir Putin. It's the right-wing actors across the globe that enable this. It's even people like Elon Musk. Elon Musk isn't going to war, but he has a propaganda platform that promotes the most vile type of ideology that leads to war. It is a huge uphill battle that we have to continue facing, and we will fight that on this channel. So make sure you drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed, whether you're watching on Facebook, watching on YouTube. Comment below and say hi. Drop a like. I'll see you all later. Peace out.